on shift alone on overnights. They don't have security guards. They don't have a proper response plan in place for when violence occurs in the store.
Liz Smith-Rossiter of the Western New York Workers Center describes the conditions faced by 7-Eleven employees in multiple Buffalo stores. Those conditions, coupled with robberies and even the sexual assault of an employee, have led workers to demand changes by area supervisor Paul Widrow. Smith-Rossiter says workers fear for their lives and want to see appropriate measures put into place. They began an online petition calling for 2 employees to be staffed on all shifts and a guard for evening and overnight hours. Smith-Rossiter says in a face-to-face meeting with Widrow and a 7-Eleven representative, Widrow refused to accept the petition. After that, the group went to OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. OSHA did as much as they could by issuing a hazard alert to the company, and Smith-Rossiter says it's at least a preventive measure.
We would not want to see a death, a sexual assault, or any violence happen to the workers when they have been speaking up about the conditions that they see that are creating an environment where violence can occur.
7-Eleven has reportedly committed to putting a minimum of 2 employees on overnight shifts, but no start date is known and guards were not mentioned. WBFO contacted the company for comment, but hasn't heard back yet. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.